The Fellowship of Life, Outline 7.
So maybe you could turn to your outline, number 7. Page 12 in your booklet. Outline 7, The Fellowship of Life. Before we get into this outline, I want to do a couple of things. Number one, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dennis Cooley, and I'm serving in the church in New York City in the Jamaica District, and I've been serving the young people since I came into the church life 39 years ago. So I love the young people. I will serve you till I die.
Amen.
Or until the Lord comes.
Amen.
Which I hope is soon.
Amen.
So I can see him with you.
Amen.
All overcomers, bringing the Lord back. But, and I don't know all of you. I've tried to meet some of you. I know some of the ones from Queens. But anyway, I hope to meet all of you. We still have a few days together. Do you like to play games? Do you know how to play 20 questions?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to try to play 20 questions right now. Okay? Now, I think we're going to ask James and Shepherd to help us. I'd like to do it this way. We're going to go by section, and we're going to make these two rows one section, those two rows a section, this is a section, then this row is a section, that, and then these first... we'll make this two sections, so three rows and then three rows. Okay? Now, this is the way we're going to do it. We will take a question from here, then a question from there, then one from there, then one from here. We'll just kind of go around like that. And we'll try to answer and find out this. I have a mystery hidden in this room, and I want you to guess what it is. I want you to guess what it is. And you have 20 questions. We will start... Stephen, we're going to get to your section, okay? But we'll start with this section here. So someone who... You can talk among yourselves about what question to ask. But quiet. If you're going to discuss among your section about which question, just do it quietly, okay? Someone from this section can ask a question first. Now, is there anyone here who does not know how to play 20 questions? Okay. Can someone describe? Okay. I hope I'm right, okay? 20 questions. You can ask me, listen, you can ask me any question, but you only have to ask a question that takes a yes or no answer. Yes or no answer. You can't ask a general question like, where is it? You have to say, is it in the roof? Is it in the, you know, it's yes or no. I answer you yes or no. And that's it. And, okay? And the section that wins gets something special at the end, okay? Okay, now, a big thing about this game is you got to pay attention to the question and listen to the answer so that you know not to waste a question asking something that would have been answered, okay? Okay, who wants to go? Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, the question is it in this bag behind the curtain? Yes. Okay, but you got to guess what's in the bag. You got to guess what... Well, wait a minute, we're going to get to you. Okay, who's going to... Quiet. Oh, we got a microphone. Okay, shh, quiet. We're going by section, so hold on. Quiet.
Is it something that belongs to you?
What?
Is it something that belongs to you?
No.
Okay. This is one section, right?
Which one do you want to go?
Is it something we use to contact the Lord with?
That's a hard one to answer. I would say no.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So is this a question?
But I will put a footnote on that to say that you still could contact the Lord, you know, but it's not something you need to contact the Lord. You know what I mean? You can contact the Lord with it, but you can't, you don't need it to contact him. Okay.
Okay.
Shh, quiet.
Is it food?
Is it food?
Yes. I want to eat some.
Quiet. Shh. That's an interesting question. I think you could say yes. I said this was one section.
Okay.
Over there.
Okay.
Betty. Quiet.
Is it edible, like you can feel it eating it, or is it like the spirit where you can't really feel it? Or is it like...
That's like two questions, right? Just make it one.
No.
Shh. Quiet.
Is it bread?
Is it what?
Bread.
Oh, bread. Is it bread? Is that you said? Is it bread? B-R-E-A-D? Oh, wow.
No.
The first three rows. Did you guys discuss? Well, then it doesn't matter which one of you asked it, right? James, you. Okay. Quiet.
Is this some type of drink?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Back there, back there. Shh. Quiet. Quiet.
Is it wine?
No. How many questions is that? Seven. Seven questions. We'll come back to you. Stephen, you can ask the next one. Okay. Here we go.
All right, we're back.
Go back to this section.
Okay.
Is it a type of Kool-Aid box?
Kool-Aid what?
Okay. So this is this juice. It's like a type of juice.
Hold it up here so we can hear. What did you say? Kool-Aid something?
Yeah, Kool-Aid juice. The little baggies that it's cameras and something like that. How do you say it?
Quiet, 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 quiet. Okay, it's not Kool-Aid. No, not Kool-Aid.
Testing, testing.
Okay.
That section.
Sorry. Everyone.
What do I ask? Is it the living water?
No. Nine so far. This is 10 or 9. This is 10 or 9.
Do we drink it on a daily basis?
I understand, but that's very general. Do we drink it on? I don't know what you drink on a daily basis. So I.
Do you drink it on a daily basis?
Actually. Personally, I do not. I hope you understand that answer.
Personally, I do not. Okay.
Maybe, yeah, go ahead. Number 10. 10th question.
You're the 11th question.
No. This is 10.
This is 10th question.
Shh, quiet. Go ahead, Myra. Myra, go.
Is it grape juice?
No. Is it Gatorade?
What?
You're confusing me. Wait, can I take my questions back?
What do you want to ask?
Okay. Is it the Bible?
Is it the Bible? No, it's not the Bible.
Okay.
It's not the Bible. It's not the Bible.
Okay.
Shh, quiet, quiet, quiet.
Hello. Hello, I'm Richard. All right,
you do it. Ask it.
That's what?
Is it grape juice?
I know. Is it?
Is it juice? I take it back. Hold up. I take it back.
With 20 questions, it's better to be general than to be very specific till the very end, okay? Okay, so what I'm going to do is this, okay? Shh, quiet. What I'm going to do is this. It is juice. It is, but it's not just grape juice. It's a lot of different kinds of juices. But anyway, so these two sections, you guys win. It's juice. You didn't say... You didn't.
Why?
He did. I didn't. He did not. He asked you, but you didn't ask. That wasn't the question from your group. That wasn't the question from you. Okay. Okay. Shh. Listen. Okay. Okay. So there's different kinds of juices back here. Actually, there is some Gatorade. I understand. Back here. So, quiet. So this is, you know, that's why I want to let you two, you two groups can have it at the end, okay? Now, I want you to, let's open to the outline. I want you to realize, I want you to think about a little bit, why would I bring, there's different kinds of juice there, why would I bring that for this outline? You'll find that out toward the end, okay? We're on this matter of the fellowship of life. And this comes from the book of 1 John, chapter 1. So I want you all to open your Bibles to 1 John, chapter 1. I think the memory verses have the first five verses, right? 1 John 1, 1 through 5. We're going to read 1 through 7. But the main points will be 1 John. This is the scripture reading, 1 John. Toward the end of the New Testament. Okay? First John chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Okay? And we're going to read it this way. This section here is going to stand up and read verse 1, nice and strong. Those two, three rows back there are going to read verse 2, verse 3 here, verse 4, verse 5. Brothers, you read verse 6, and we'll all read verse 7 together, okay? So use your Bible, or if you have your memory verse sheet, you can read it off of there if you're one of the first five sections, okay? Sisters, can you stand up and read verse 1 to us? Nice and strong. If you have a highlighter or a pencil to underline, I'm going to give you some phrase or a word in these verses for you to underline there. They're more important, okay? Do you have it? 1 John, chapter 1. Do you have it? What page is it on in the big one?
In my book, it's page 300.
Oh, you don't have footnotes, right? No, okay. You got it? 1 John. It's 8:49? Okay, good. There you go. First John. Okay, verse 1. All together. That what's the phrase in this verse? Word of life, right. Underline word of life. Sisters, verse 2. Verse 2. Stand up. You can sit down. Stand up and read. We all should look along while they read to us. Verse 2. Nice and strong. Go. Very good. What's the phrase? Yeah. No. What's the summer school on?
Life.
That's it. So life and eternal life, those two phrases. Okay, verse 3. Verse 3. Go. This is the main verse, and what do you think the phrase or the word is?
Fellowship.
Right. Two times, right? Fellowship with us. That's with who? Who's writing this? John, the Apostle John. So, fellowship with the apostles, and what else? Fellowship. Our fellowship is with Father and His Son. So, it's fellowship with God. So there's two types of fellowship. Write this down. There is fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. We call this vertical fellowship. Sometimes we use this kind of, this is vertical fellowship. We all need to learn how to have fellowship with God, okay? But we also need to have fellowship with the apostles and with each other. That is horizontal fellowship. So write this down. We need vertical fellowship with God and horizontal fellowship with the believers. Okay, with each other. Two kinds of fellowship. Okay. Verse 4, middle section here. Stand up nice and strong. Stand up, verse 4. Go. Right. What's the phrase? Joy may be made full. Our joy. So fellowship should bring us joy. Verse 5, this section, small section over here. Go. Right. Very good. What's the phrase? Nope. Someone said it. What was it? God is light. God is light. Then this section, verse 6. Go.
If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth.
Phrase here or the word is what?
Fellowship.
Fellowship with Him. The hymn is capitalized, so that means God. Everyone to all together on verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. So here you have the light again, you can underline. You have fellowship, which we've had several verses, and you also want to underline the blood of Jesus, His Son, the blood. Okay? So these are the verses we're going to cover in this fellowship tonight, in this message tonight. Okay, so let's start this way. Can anyone stand up and give us a simple definition of the meaning of the word fellowship? What is fellowship?
Meeting together.
Meeting together. We have fellowship meetings. Very good. Any other definition? What is fellowship? Yes.
Talking with each other.
About anything or?
About God.
About God? That could be fellowship. Yeah. That's right. Actually, we actually could talk about other things that may be fellowship. It's a little conditional, that answer, but that's okay. That's good. What else? Anything else? What is fellowship? It's a common word among us. We talk about, you know, we use this word all the time. Let's have fellowship. Yes. Ah, he's reading the footnote, or he's reading the outline. Write this down. Fellowship is common participation. That is true. That is true. Okay. Well, we want to use a lot of points in this outline to help define this word. So, but I think commonly these are answers that we all would have. Fellowship is having a, you know, talking about the Lord with each other, or in a meeting, we want to have fellowship with each other. And sometimes we use this kind of word for this. I need to have some fellowship about where to go to college, or some fellowship about what I should do, what kind of job I should take, these kinds of things. We want to have fellowship, okay? But write this down. Fellowship is not advice. Sometimes we want advice on where to go to school or what to study or what sport we should get involved in or something. And we really want to have some advice. So we go and sometimes we say, I'm going to go have fellowship with my serving ones about this. But we're actually wanting to have some advice. It's not advice. You may have fellowship with some serving ones and you may have some leading about what to do. But it's not, it shouldn't be that someone is telling you what to do. That's not real fellowship. Fellowship is something else. Okay, let's come to the outline and we'll get into this a little bit. Roman 1, the fellowship of life. Brothers, read A and sisters, B. Sisters. So in these verses, 1 John 1, 2, and 3, the disciples talk about this life. And we know from our summer school so far, this eternal life is a person. Write that down. This life is a person. And you can see it in John's writing. In verse 1, he says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. In John's gospel, he writes, in the beginning was the word, right? And the word was with God, and the word was God. And in verse 14, and the word became flesh and tabernacled among us. The word in John's writing from the gospel is Jesus himself. It is God manifested in the flesh. And he's talking about the same here. We've seen him, we beheld him, our hands handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested. And we have seen and testify and report to you, we believers, the eternal life, which was with the Father, this is the Son, in the bosom of the Father, and was manifested to us. That's what which we have seen and heard, we report to you. And now this phrase comes into play, that you also may have fellowship with us. So this person that they have seen, they've known, they've touched him, they've beheld him, this word of life who is a person, this eternal life. Now he can be communicated. Write this down. He can be dispensed, communicated to other believers. They can report this Christ to us so that, or resulting in, so that we also may be brought into this experience of this person, into the fellowship of his Son, right? You also may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father. So he is saying, we've seen him. Now he's resurrected. This is written 90 years after the resurrection of Christ. But he's telling us about this. We've seen him. We've beheld him. We have fellowship with him. Now we report this one to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. So this vertical fellowship is going on, and the horizontal fellowship is going on. And now the believers with the apostle are able to have fellowship with God himself and with one another. And this brings in what our brother, what's your name, brother? Jonathan mentioned, a common participation. This is fellowship. It's a joint participation in eternal life, in the life of God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The apostles, they experienced this person. They enjoyed this person, and they partook of all the riches of Christ. And now they want to bring all the believers into the same fellowship, into the same enjoyment, that their joy may be made full, that they can participate in this same fellowship. It's a very important word in the New Testament, and a very deep word, and there's a big footnote on it, which a lot of it is covered in the outline, so we're going to get there in just a second. Now, the second Roman numeral is the medium of this fellowship, or the means of this fellowship, is by the Holy Spirit. So you have 2 Corinthians 13:14, which is, let's turn to that verse, 2 Corinthians 13:14. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last verse in 2 Corinthians, which many of you know, I believe. Right? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. So sisters, read A under the medium of the fellowship of life. Go. Brothers B, therefore, brought to us by the life of God, though derived from the life of God, comes by means of the Holy Spirit, all together on C. Hence, the Bible also calls this fellowship the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So here, these first two Roman numerals are making a distinction. The source of fellowship is the divine life of God. It's God himself. But the way that this fellowship reaches us, the means by which we contact this person of God, is through the Holy Spirit. That is the medium. It's the Holy Spirit. Now we come to this definition or the meaning of fellowship. Okay? The meaning of the fellowship of life. Let's read. How about sisters A, brothers B, and then sisters C and brothers D. I may stop you. Okay, go ahead. Sisters A. Brothers.
It is the issue of the eternal life, and it is actually in the flow of the eternal life within all the believers who have received and possessed the divine life.
Now we're coming to more specific definition of fellowship. You may have talk about God, but if you don't have this flow of life, it's not fellowship. It's just doctrinal talk. And Stephen mentioned, we have meetings. In our meetings, we may have this flow of life. When we have the flow of life in the meeting, like at the Lord's table today, there's real fellowship. But it is possible that in the meeting, I'm just in my mind, and I'm not partaking of the medium or the means of this fellowship. I'm not in my spirit, so I am not participating in the fellowship in that meeting. But Stephen may be. And Jonathan may be, and you know, Songhee and Annie, they may be in the fellowship. They may be enjoying the flow of life in this meeting. But I am in my mind. I'm in my flesh. Right before the meeting, Shepherd told me that I gave a terrible message last night, and I am offended. So I'm in this meeting stewing in my offense. Who is Shepherd Doe? Why could he tell me that kind of thing? Well, wait till he gives a message. I'll tell him something. So what? There's fellowship going on here, and you all are enjoying the fellowship, but I'm wallowing in my self-pity, you know, having a pity party. Anyway, do you get the point? It depends. Are we participating in the flow of life? That's fellowship. Are we not participating in the flow of life? Then we miss out on the fellowship. And we don't enjoy, right, that your joy may be made full. Our joy is not made full when we're not touching God and experiencing God and enjoying this flow. Right. Fellowship is the flow of life.
Right.
And we can participate in this flow together. That's the real point. And so we're having fellowship one with another. But at the same time, we're having fellowship with God, the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Spirit. We're jointly, you know. Now, this word in Spanish is comunión. And it's also a very good word. There's a communion here. You know, communion is like community. It's like we're all participating. And that's really what the Apostle John is writing about. And that's what our burden is, that we all would participate in this communion, in this fellowship. Right? And, I mean, even in English, we use this word often. Christians say we're going to take communion. We're going to have. That means they're having the Lord's table. They take communion. They're going to commune together in this divine life by having the bread and the wine. So it is, it's a very good word. Okay, where are we? Sisters, see? Go ahead. It is carried out. Very good. So you have these two verses, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of our spirit. Brothers, D, it is in this fellowship of the eternal life that we, the believers, participate in all the Father and the Son are and have done for us. That is, we enjoy the love of the Father and the grace of the Son by the virtue of the Holy Spirit. Of the hope. This is a very precious point. We believers participate. We are enjoying, participating in all the Father and the Son are, their person, their being, and have done for us in the blood of Christ and the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ and Christ's human living. He accomplished a marvelous human living, 33 and a half years, a perfect human life. And that life is in your spirit. And when you partake of that, when you have fellowship with him in your spirit, you are enjoying and partaking of all that he is and all that he has done. This relates to his person and his work. It's a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous thing. Fellowship is so precious. It's really, really a marvelous thing. The footnote 3:3 in your recovery version, this first A, B, C, and D are the first part of that footnote. But I want to read you a little bit more of that footnote. Fellowship here indicates a putting away of private interests and a joining with others for a certain common purpose. In other words, we are here participating in all that the Lord is. So we put away our private interests. We have needs, we have interests, but we don't, right now, we're not going to be concerned with that.
Right.
We're not going to be worried about that. Yes, I need new tires on my car. Okay, that can wait. Right now, I want to enjoy the Lord with you.
Right?
Put away our private interests. Hence, to have fellowship with the apostles, to be in the fellowship of the apostles, and to have fellowship with the triune God in the apostles' fellowship, is to put aside our private interests and join with the apostles and the triune God for the carrying out of God's purpose. This is the thing. This fellowship is this important. It's putting away all our... We all have private interests and different needs and all kinds of things. And the Lord will meet those needs. Don't worry about it. Right now, we want to have fellowship. So we put everything away to join ourselves with the apostles, with the triune God, for the carrying out of His purpose. And we saw this at the beginning of this summer school. God has an eternal purpose, and it's carried out by the way of
life.
That is the fellowship of life. Okay, now, the next point is from 1 John 1:6. I'll just read it to you again. If we say we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. This relates to our need to maintain the fellowship. Write that down. We need to maintain the fellowship. And the point is this. If you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you are regenerated. We had a message on that. Was it last night? Yeah, last night in this hall, right? Regenerated. You were born of God. This is a very crucial point. If you are not born of God, then you're not a genuine Christian. You're not a believer. If you believe in the Lord Jesus and have opened your heart to Him and asked Him to come and live in you, to cleanse you of your sins and to save you, you are born of God, which we call this regeneration. This is a very, very important point. Our experiencing fellowship is based on the life of God. If I don't have the life of God, I could never participate in fellowship. So we need to have the life of God. Now, this is my point. Write this down. If you have the life of God, you're a child of God, and you can never not be a child of God. You can never lose this life. Your relationship with God in life is unbreakable. It is unconditional. No matter what you do, no matter how far you fall after you believe in the Lord Jesus, you still are a child of God. When I fall, and I may fall far, the Lord may not be, He won't be happy with me. And you know, and He's going to, you know, He wants me to come back and repent. He's not happy with me. But He can never say, no, no, you're not my son anymore. No, you are still a child of God. No matter what you do, no matter how far you go, you are still a child of God. It's unbreakable. And it's without condition. However, point B says, their fellowship with God is breakable and is conditional. Okay? You have two things here. Your relationship in life with God cannot change, cannot be broken. He is your Father. He is the source of life. You are His child. That's it, forever and ever. Amen. Okay? But you're contacting Him and having fellowship with Him and participating in His all that He is and all that He has done for you is conditional. And it can be broken. That's what verse 6 is saying. If we walk in the darkness, right? If we say we have fellowship with Him, because we're children of God, we say, I have fellowship with the Lord. But you walk in darkness, you're living in sin. No, you're lying and not practicing the truth. Meaning, you're not having fellowship at that time because you're walking in darkness. So this is why we need very much to maintain our fellowship. Okay? So, C says, let's read C together under Roman 4. Therefore, Whenever we feel the fellowship is broken, we must repent and confess to restore. Okay, now, maybe I can take a minute or two here. There are Christians who are very much, there are Christians who actually teach that you can lose your salvation, that your relationship in life with God can be broken. And my father's side of the family are in that school of teaching, in that, it's called the Arminian School of Christianity, and they believe, and they have verses that are talking about the breaking of fellowship. They use those verses to say, see, you know, you say you have fellowship, but you walk in darkness, you're lying, as you're not saved. They say you lose your salvation. And then you need to be saved again. This is not true, according to the Scripture. We want you to know the truth. What they're talking about is their experience of being a believer, yet as believers, we still sin. We have to confess this. We still lie to our parents. We still talk back to our teacher. We still do things that are wrong. We take things that don't belong to us, and we don't give them back. And, you know, we still sin. Let's face it. Am I right? Amen or amen?
Amen.
We still sin. Okay. We lose the fellowship with the Lord when we sin. So our fellowship is broken. And some Christians take that to mean, or they interpret that to be, a losing of their salvation. That's just not true. You can never lose your life relationship with God. Okay? Now, I have, okay, John Ho's son is here. Okay, Abraham's here. This is the son of John Ho, right? This is your son. And if he, I know Abraham, he's a very good son. I'm just using an example here, okay? If Abraham one day decides he's going to steal the family car and drive to, you know, Chicago and start living a life, you know, partying and drugs and alcohol and, you know. Okay. Okay, if he would decide to do such a thing and would do such a thing, I think Jung Ho and I, as fathers, we would be very upset. And we may even disown such a son and say, you know, don't come home again. That's it. You're out of here. You know? We may be very angry. We may be very unhappy. And we may be offended. All kinds of things. Okay? So our relationship, the relationship between the father and son is terrible. No fellowship. But he can never say, that's not my son. And Abraham can never say, I don't have a father. He's not my father. It still is his son. He happens to be a naughty son right now, if that was the case, right? So I use this as an example. We can never be unborn. You can never lose the life of God. But the fellowship can be broken. So we have to maintain it. We have to take care of it. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to get to this in a minute. Okay, so C says, whenever we feel this fellowship is broken, all we need to do is what? Repent and confess. And that's 1 John 1:7-9. It says, if we say we have fellowship but walk in darkness, we lie. And verse 7 says, if we walk in the light, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from every sin. So all we have to do is repent and come back to the Lord, who is light. And then if we say we do not sin, have sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we just confess and we can come back. We can come back. Okay? Now, the function of the fellowship of life is to inwardly supply us with all that is in the life of God. The more we allow the flowing of life to flow to us, the more we are inwardly supplied with the fullness of God. Whenever our supply of life is cut off, it means that our fellowship of life is interrupted. If we continuously live in the fellowship, our supply of life will come continuously and unceasingly. What is the function of the fellowship? It's to keep us abiding in the supply. As long as we have that flow of life, we are getting supplied. And for, I know many of you are young now, you may be 6th, 7th grade, but it won't be too long. 6 years, 7 years for some of you. You're going to be in the summer school teaching as a TA, and the TAs will tell you, you need a great supply. Okay? You need a big supply. To take care of young people is not so easy. You know, not so easy. Everybody has problems. You bring your problems, and you have to, you know. In my experience, 8th grade boys are probably one of the hardest groups to take care of. And I love the 8th grade boys so much. I just love them. You know? My wife teaches middle school. She loves this. She loves your age group. She just loves you. And I love you. We all love you. But, you know, it's not an easy age. It's a difficult age. It's a difficult age. And the sisters have a difficult age. We're going through a lot. You're going through a lot. And we know that. So we, in serving you, we need a lot of supply. We need to be in the fellowship to get the divine supply. That's the function. That's the function. Now, we come, sorry at the end, but we come to the main point, and that is Roman numeral 6, a cycle of life, okay? A cycle of life. Let's all read A together. In 1 John 1 through 7, we see a cycle in our spiritual life formed of four crucial things: the eternal life, the fellowship of eternal life, Now, can you repeat these four things to me again? What's the first thing? Okay, this is the beginning of the cycle of life. You have the eternal life. And the eternal life issues in something that we've been discussing tonight. It issues in fellowship. This life flows. And we experience the fellowship of this life, which we described as the flow of this life. We described as a joint participation in this life, where we can enjoy all the riches of this life, and that is in the fellowship of life. In the fellowship of life. And as we're in this fellowship, in this flow of life, verse 5 says, God is what? God is light. That's the next thing in the of the four items, right? God is light. So in this fellowship, we're contacting God. We're participating in God. We're enjoying God. And guess what? God is light. Amen. And when that light comes, He shines. And He shines something. He may say something. He may shine on you and say, Brother Dennis, why did you talk to your wife, Kathy, like that last night? That was terrible. How could you say that's your wife? How could you say that? The light comes. I blew it. I have to confess. And so what's the fourth thing? The blood. I need the blood. How can I be forgiven of my sin? We all need the blood. So Oh, Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. That's confession. I did that. I said that. I'm wrong. Now, that problem that I had, what I said to my wife, I not only need the blood, I need to tell her I'm sorry, okay? But that's beside the point right now. This is to get back to the fellowship. I need the blood. And what happens? When I take the blood, I'm brought back, and I get more eternal life. I get more of God through this cycle. And it happens again. There's more fellowship with God because now I have more life. And the more fellowship with God brings in more what? More light. And then another sin gets exposed. Oh, Lord. And I need more blood. And when I take the blood and confess, I get more. And more life brings me into more. And more fellowship brings more. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now it may not be something I said to my wife. Now it may be an attitude I have about someone. It's not manifested, but I have this feeling about someone. But that's not a good feeling. The Lord shines on that. How can you think that way? You don't even know that person. So I have to repent. And by repenting, more of the blood. Praise the Lord. Back to more life. And this cycle continues throughout all of our Christian life. This is a very crucial point in the first chapter of 1 John. And you're going to get a t-shirt this week that has this cycle on the back of it. Ooh. Are they red? A red t-shirt.
Yes.
And the cycle of life, I think we have the verses, right? They have each of the four verses, there are verses on here. Praise the Lord for the cycle of life. Okay, let's read B together. Eternal life issues in the fellowship of the divine life. The fellowship of the eternal brings us. Is there a life missing there? Yeah. So you have to add the word life after the fellowship of eternal life brings in the divine light. Okay? So this is describing this cycle. Now, C is the result. Let's read that together. Such a cycle brings us onward in the growth of the divine life until we reach its maturity. This is the point. We grow in life by experiencing this cycle day by day and more and more. Okay. Now we come to the example of why we bought this juice. Okay. Put that up. Okay. Okay, so these two groups over here, maybe you can send up four, each can send up a representative. Oh, this is a lot of juice. Okay. We're not going to mix a Gatorade with this, though, okay? Shh, quiet. Okay, so just, James, just pick a few. Two sisters, two brothers. Let's open these up. No, these two groups, they won. These two groups, they won. Two from here and two from here. No, well, Myra and Barbara should be, because they asked the right questions, right? Yeah. Oh, we have six. We have five. Okay. We can do five. Myra, you want to come? Barbara? Okay. Okay, this is... Okay. Yeah. Barbara answered the question.
Where's Barbara?
I think they're going to ask her if she's... All right, anyone is fine. Okay, come on. Now just, okay, so each of you just take one of these. Let's mix this together. We're going to make a fruit punch here.
They're already open.
Yeah, they're open.
I thought I need more force.
Go ahead, pour it in. Careful. Yeah, be careful. Well, let's be careful. Go ahead.
Watch the splashing.
We're making punch. Special juice. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, put the tops back on. Oh, careful. Good. Okay.
Very sorry.
Good, thank you. Sit down.
I would drink that.
Thank you.
It's mango passion fruit.
Okay.
That's a lot of food.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Okay, listen up. So we're going to have a little overflow. You can share a little something, and then we can all have some punch. We have, I hope we have enough glasses. You can taste it. We have a little thing. So this is just a little example. We have several kinds of juice, so we made a little fruit punch here, okay? The point is that all the riches of these different juices now are blended together for you to enjoy, right? You can have a nice punch, okay? But this is just a poor example of the riches of Christ that we participate in, and we all have a joint participation in to enjoy the riches of this Christ. So maybe we'll take about 10 or 15 minutes for your overflow, and then we can have some fruit before we go have our punch before we have our snack, okay? And then the Gatorade, you can have it to take for tomorrow, you know. Yeah.